Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme show Thursday. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And at the bottom of the hour, we will be joined by former Pro Bowl wide receiver, co-host of the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast, none other than the great TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Wow.
TJ.
Yes. So, but first we're going to go back to what we started the show off talking about, and that's Kyler Murray. And interesting discussion we've had about who would you build around if you could choose any quarterback 25 or under. There's some good ones. Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow looks like he's going to be the truth. Josh Allen is playing well up in Buffalo. He's been down a few weeks, but he's still playing well. And, of course, the two best, in my view, certainly right now, Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray. And I'll give – I have no problem saying right this moment Lamar's maybe better. Certainly coming off just a fantastic, historic year. But – I got to be honest, if I had to choose and I could start my franchise right now with one of those two quarterbacks, I would take Kyler Murray. I would go with Kyler Murray. And here's the thing, Rob. He is on pace to have a better season statistically. And they're not empty stats because they're 5-2. In Arizona. He's on pace to have a better statistic. The NFL teams. You beat who's in front of you.
No, you they're don't. On pace it to does have a matter better... who you beat, Chris, because when
they're
you beat a bad...
They're 5-2.
No,
you asked
but
me
my
a question.
Point is, don't act
two.
Like it doesn't matter who you beat.
You don't say
beat.
That when it turns
it
to
does.
The Packers.
It does. Anybody,
when I bring
I'm
up who the Packers
about anybody.
Beat you,
when I look
bring
at teams,
Tampa
I look
Bay
who they
smashed.
Beat. That's all.
When I bring up that Tampa Bay smashed Green Bay, you write a bad day at the office for Green Bay. So you got your narrative. You're going to...
That has nothing to do with beating under 500 teams. Matthew Stafford has made a career out of it, Chris.
Actually, he hasn't. Because if
he
did, he'd be in the playoffs a lot more. So stop.
What? He's been in the playoffs 3 times. He's 0-3 or whatever.
3 whole times in what, 11 years?
And Kyler Murray hasn't been in at all.
You really want to go there?
No, I'm just saying. If you're basing it off of that, okay. He didn't go his first year.
Let me finish. And then you can get to your... Him in and hard.
Hey, you don't have to have my input. You go ahead and do what you got to do. I'll just listen to you.
Nah, okay? you're going to give your input.
It doesn't matter what I say.
You're going to leave
problem.
Now? Go ahead.
That's the
go
problem
ahead.
With the show. No, go ahead. You just go ahead and make
go
your
ahead
point.
And talk.
And I'll listen. Go ahead.
All right. Kyler Murray is on pace to have a better statistical season than... Even Lamar Jackson did last year when he was the unanimous MVP. So here's the deal. Going into week 8, Murray is on pace to throw for 4,222 yards. That's almost 1,100 more than Jackson threw for last year. Murray is on pace to rush for 999 yards. Now, Lamar obviously rushed for over 1,000, 1,206 last year. But Murray, obviously just 200 yards behind that. But like I said, going to throw for 1,100 more, at least on this pace, than Lamar. They're both completing a high percentage last year. Lamar was at 66%. Kyler's at 67% this year. Here's a huge difference. Kyler is on pace. As great as Lamar was rushing the ball, he's the greatest quarterback we've ever seen run the ball. As great as he is running the ball, he has 7 rushing touchdowns last year, which is a lot for a quarterback. Kyler is on pace to rush for 16 touchdowns. Now, will he keep this up? We don't know. But right now, he's on pace to rush for 16 touchdowns. So, this kid is doing something special in Arizona, and we'll see if it continues. But I like what I see right now, 5-2, and right now in the very thick of the playoff hunt. All right, we're going to move over a little bit to Dallas. We're going to stay in the NFL, but we got to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Even though they're horrible, they are still a big story because they're that bad. Brett Favre, who obviously played for Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys' new coach, won a Super Bowl with Mike McCarthy. He was talking about how, you know, some of the players in Dallas had these anonymous quotes criticizing McCarthy and the coaching staff, essentially saying, like, they didn't know what they were doing. I'm going to ask Rob G to read one of Favre's quotes.
Yeah, that's right. Brett Favre was on SiriusXM NFL Radio on one of their shows. Here's what he said. I'm a little bit baffled because Mike's pretty good at handling players and dealing with issues. Is he perfect? No one is. I think maybe part of the problem is he's pretty stubborn and strong-minded and a disciplinarian, but not in a way like it's going to the principal. He's just got that tough Pittsburgh mentality, which is where he's from. Maybe the group of guys that they have, the core group that you count on, maybe they're guys that they're not guys that take coaching very well. End quote.
He also says something about them. If they're upset, like if they don't like McCarthy, that's no excuse to go out there and lay an egg and not play your best football. And this is what I want to get into, Rob. Are the Cowboys players getting a pass? Because we've criticize Jerry Jones, and we're not the only ones. Jerry Jones is the main problem. Most people feel that way, it seems. And Mike McCarthy's getting some criticism because obviously he hadn't done a good job. Mike Nolan's getting ripped to shreds. But the players do seem to be getting somewhat of a pass. What's your thought on that, Rob?
I don't think so. I just think that when you bring in a coach like that, everybody pointed to Garrett, that it was Jason Garrett's fault, and he was a bad coach, and that's why they didn't make the playoffs, and if they upgrade the coaching. So when you bring in a coach like that, and you think that like ESPN and other people had them going to the Super Bowl because they looked at the talent, and they want to know what happened. Why isn't this coming together? And they're going to look at the coach because he came in as a magical elixir. The players didn't change that much. They already said they were talented. And this is even before Dak got hurt. So who's the new person involved in this, right?
Well, they underachieved last year too.
No, but it was Jason. But it was Jason Garrett's fault. That's what people wanted to say. Go right. Get them a coach and look at all the talent they have. So my point is that when Mike McCarthy comes along with the Super Bowl in his back pocket and he brings in Mike Nolan, and all that, that's who you're going to point to. What happened? This was supposed to be fixed. This was supposed to be better. Look at the talent on this team. And I think so that it's fair.
Most people are – nobody's saying McCarthy shouldn't get criticized.
Chris, but there's no
the
way this team should play as poorly.
Players need to be getting criticized too.
Yeah, but they should – yeah, they get criticized, but they shouldn't be playing as poorly as they have.
Whose
it's one thing to lose.
There's no doubt.
It's one thing to lose. There's another thing to play poorly and not compete. And a lot of that comes from coaching, just like penalties. You remember the Cowboys with all the penalties? That's coaching, Chris.
Nobody's saying it's not that McCarthy shouldn't get any blame. But these players, it's the players' fault if they go out there and they don't play with heart and energy. If you can't do that because you don't like the coach, shame on you. I had coaches I don't like. I know I obviously didn't get anywhere near the pros, but you still got to go out there and compete. I can't blame that on the coach. So they gotta get after it. That's all there is to it. And they are starting to get a little bit of criticism. Here's Ezekiel or Maurice Jones-Drew on Ezekiel Elliott. He actually says he's not playing like a $90 million player, which he isn't. Here's his quote. Zeke is certainly not playing up to the standard that came with the $90 million contract. Since week 6, Dallas ranked second to last in points per game and total yards per game. In Dak's absence the last 2 weeks, Zeke's got 94 yards in 24 carries, 37 receiving yards. Now, obviously, he doesn't have a quarterback that's getting him the football. But Zeke's got 5 fumbles, 4 of them he lost in the first 7 games. It's not the coach's fault that Zeke's fumbled 5 times. Those are both league highs.
And it's also not when the coach gets credit in Coach of the Year, when Ezekiel Elliott rushes for 15 touchdowns and 1,500 yards, that the coach had nothing to do with that either. But that's not how we do it. And we look at how teams are put in the situation.
Why are you making it so black and white? Nobody's saying the coach should get no blame or no credit.
I'm not saying that they're not getting any blame, Chris, but the magical elixir was Mike McCarthy. That's what's new to the mix. That's all I'm saying. That's why people are pushing back on him. This whole notion, you've covered, Chris, you've been a beat writer. The greatest stories are when a team is bad. That's when people grumble. That's when people talk to reporters off the record and give you dirt. That's when all this stuff comes out. Not when you're 5-0. When you're 5-0, there's nothing going on. It's boring to cover. All I'm saying is this is not new. When things go bad, people are pointing fingers. And all I'm saying is Mike McCarthy was the shiny new toy who was supposed to turn this thing around because everybody, and would you agree, says that the Cowboys have talent on both sides of the ball.
They say it, and I've said it, but it's getting ridiculous. And I know, look, I will say this. Football, I think more than any of the 3 major sports, basketball and baseball, coaching is the most important in that sport. A great coach can turn a team from worst to first. We've seen it many times. Andy Reid in Kansas City. Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco. We see it all the time. So I am not in any way, shape, or form saying that Mike McCarthy should not be blamed. I'm just saying some of it should be on the players too. And I think they have been getting a pass because they're not showing up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Aptly chosen TV theme show Thursday song. We are The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road. For example, their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. So with over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Mike McCarthy getting too much blame, and are the players getting off scot-free? Who deserves most of the blame? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple.
All right, let's start with Tony in D.C. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Fellas, Parker Platoon in the house. Look.
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Parker's Platoon in the house, as usual. I need more
applause.
You got to
say it twice.
Rob,
I heard you.
But, look. You're a professional athlete, and all this blaming the coach and all that and everything is bogus to me. Yeah, you may not agree with them, but for those 60 minutes, your competitive juices have to kick in no matter what kind of scheme you're playing. I mean, you're a pro. That's what, you know, you're not a collegiate kid, a high school kid. It's your job to do the best you can for the next man, for your team, for your coaches, and for the fan base. Because you're not only playing for the Cowboys, you're playing for the other teams in the NFL in case you get cut or released.
Right. Absolutely. You're only hurting yourself. You're not hurting anybody else.
Max,
you better impress
in Georgia.
Those other teams.
Yep, Max in Georgia. You're on The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good to talk to you.
What's up?
For me, this is the same sort of thing that Tony just said. I mean, I'm going to try to use different words here, but, you know, being a professional, you know, whatever you do, things are not going to always be ideal. You're going to have weather. You're going to have things come at you that are totally, you know, the way it goes. And that's what injuries are about with this team. Dak's injury is huge. I'm going to give him 30% of the blame because he came in with this title. He came in with this ego. I'm going to give Jerry Jones 40% of the blame, and I'm going to give 30% of the players. Jerry 30, Mike 30, players 40, excuse me, because you're a player. You have the outcome to go on the field every day and make plays happen. That's your job. And so if you don't believe in what you're doing, then it shows on the field. If you don't believe in the guy next to you, it shows on the field. And I think that's what the Cowboys' problems are. They got destroyed by Washington. That was the most embarrassing thing I've seen. I don't know why people thought this was a Super Bowl team to begin with. They got players, no doubt. But, again, when your foxhole is shaky, you cannot expect that foxhole to hold
Max,
up the battle.
Go look at the NFL experts and everybody who looked at this team and thought they were going to the Super Bowl. Chris picked them last year, and a lot of people picked them this year.
I'm proud of that pick from last year versus the way they look this year.
Did you pick them this year to go to Super Bowl?
No. I picked them to make the playoffs, though. Okay. I picked them to win the division, which who knows what's going to happen with that.
Yeah,
so bad.
Doesn't look good. Sean in Sacramento, you're on The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. So, wait, did I just hear Tony, a.k.a. the Parker Platoon, and Max from Georgia, a.k.a. Rob Jr., both disagree with the man, Rob Parker?
Yes.
What are they doing out here, man?
They didn't disagree with
me.
I didn't say that it's all his fault. I'm telling you, when you bring in a new coach and you blame the old coach for the reason they weren't winning – then they're going to look at him first to say, well, why isn't this working? We got the talent. We said it was Jason Garrett, and now we got Mike McCarthy, and it ain't working out. That's all I'm saying. The players didn't change that much.
Right, and I'm with you, Unc. I'm with you, Unc, man. If you got guys like Jalen Smith, zero sacks. You got guys like DeMarcus Lawrence, zero sacks. These are all big-name dudes, but at the same time, you got to put them in a position to excel, man. You got a defensive coach who refuses to switch everything up, playing the 4-3, even though it's a 3-4 team. You got guys like McCarthy coming out publicly and admitting that he lied to the owner in order to get the job. Who knows what he was actually doing that year he was off? And on top of that, you got a bunch of guys that Jerry Jones put in place. They're not even hired by the head coach. You got to look at coaching first, man. No matter how good your players
are,
they're put in a position to lose.
And Sean, shame on Mike McCarthy for taking the job. Shame on him.
Right. So on top of all that, man, you just have bad leadership, and it's the same no matter what sport it is, man. Things trickle down. So bad ownership, bad coaching equals bad play on the field. You got to look at coaching first, man.
Appreciate the call. What about Marty in Kentucky? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this Thursday?
Doing
What's
good.
Up, I'm going to go a different angle with this. I was giving Jerry Jones a real hard time earlier this week, but I'm going to change that angle just a little bit. First, I want to say that Brett Favre's comments, they had more weight than Chris said. Chris is rarely wrong, and he's corrected me many times, so this is a pleasure to do. McCarthy did not win a Super Bowl with Favre. He's the one that ran Favre off. Mike Holmgren won a Super Bowl with Favre. So that makes Favre's comments very unobjective, because this is the guy that ran him off, and he's taken up for him. And I'm going to say that I'll take up for the guy. The guy won a championship with the most beat up, banged up, injured team I've ever seen. That Packers team had injuries from head to toe. I believe the man can coach, but I'm going to put the majority of the blame not on Jerry Jones, but on the Cowboys Nation, the fans that are still out there buying the hype, pouring their money and hearts and hopes in to Jerry Jones' hype show. Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, you know, those guys, they're about to be senior citizens. That's all over with. There is no America's team there anymore. And they got to quit buying the hype and pouring their money in and expect something out of this franchise.
All right.
I hear you. I hear you. And it's We've four wins in 25
Knicks,
years.
Right?
What's that?
We talked about that with the Knicks.
Right.
The fans,
as long as the fans continue, right, then ownership will do whatever, won't change. It won't change. It's the same thing in Detroit. Chris, they've won one playoff game since 1957, and they still show up, okay?
Right.
So what's the owner's motivation to change things?
All right, we got TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's the iCouple, and it is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. As we wait for TJ Houshmandzadeh, co-host of the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast, maybe he's eating some lemon pepper wings right
Nothing
now.
Nothing wrong with that. I'd have no issues with that.
He can't eat them after the segment?
Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts real quick, Chris, while we wait for TJ. Andre, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. We can squeeze me. I appreciate that Lemon Pepper podcast with you and TJ are doing. We love all that. But I got to concur with what others have said, you know, particularly Marty talking about Jerry Jones being the maestro, laughing all the way to the bank, you know, in terms of Dallas Cowboys being the most profitable franchise. But in this particular instance, I cannot look past Mike McCarthy. Listen, you're from the Steel City. You want to bring this rah-rah boot camp mentality. Rob, as you know, that's good for coffee and a sweet roll and nothing yes. else if you're not getting the job done, okay? And they've been going out there and getting absolutely positively mollywopped. He's the coach. He's the general. It's your job to form relationships, to engage, and to inspire. That's why great players don't always make great coaches, because completely different skill set, okay? So that's his responsibility that he's not getting done. This team has talent. You have to find a way to get through to them, and you're not doing that basic first fundamental thing. In conclusion, people were calling Cliff Kingsbury out of his name last year, didn't have experience, didn't deserve the job. Where are those people now, okay? Because he has shown leadership and gotten it done. That's what Mike McCarthy's absolutely lacking. Thank you guys for the time.
All right, appreciate Andre, it. With a passion call. Yes,
passionate
all right, we
it.
Welcome in our man, the former Pro Bowl wide receiver, co-host of the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast, TJ Houshmandzadeh. What's up, Hoosh?
What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? How are you guys?
We're
doing
great, man.
And Chris, if you haven't subscribed or downloaded the podcast, let me tell you, it's the most delicious podcast out there. Am I right, TJ, when it comes to football picks?
Oh, yeah, we giving them free money, Rob. If they knew better, they do better, right? That's what I'm telling them. We giving them free money.
No doubt.
All right, TJ, let's start. Let's go to your old place, Cincinnati. And I said this earlier in the week. Obviously, they're still a poor team right now, 1-5. One win.
But TJ, they've covered every week, haven't they? They've covered every week.
Right. And Joe Burrow looks great. And I said earlier this week, I think their future is bright, because when you get a quarterback that apparently is that good, teams are relevant once you get a quarterback like that. Do you see that happening? Obviously, they got to build around him correctly, but I think the future is bright in Cincinnati with Burrow.
Oh, the future is very bright. And the biggest thing that the Bengals are going to have to do is build around. They have the skill, guys. They need to draft linemen, get some linemen in free agency, and they can't miss on these guys when they draft them. And that's going to be the biggest key because Joe can flat-out play. They got the receivers on the outside that can play. They have a run game, and Joe Mixon, that guy can play. They're going to have to protect him, and right now that's their Achilles heel is they just can't protect him. And defensively up front, they just traded Dunlap. Geno Atkins seems to be unhappy, so in turn they're going to have to find some defensive linemen that can get pressure because as good as Burrow is, if you don't surround him with the right players, it doesn't matter because Pittsburgh and Baltimore is going to be good every single year.
TJ, when we talk about the Bengals, we saw what Baker Mayfield did to them. 5 touchdowns, got off to a rocky start, and then he hit like 23 out of 24, about 300 yards, 5 TDs, won the game. And some people wanted to crown, you know, Baker Mayfield. It was like a coming out party. But haven't we seen this movie before against the Bengals? This guy owns Cincinnati, doesn't he?
Yeah, Baker's best games have come against the Bengals. And you have to beat teams that people don't expect you to beat for you to say, oh, he's arrived. I mean, you can't bully the little kid on the block because everybody knows that's a little kid on the block, speaking of the Bengals. And that's just not being disrespectful. The Bengals haven't been a good team in a while. And so when Baker does well against them, oh, that's what he always does. And then you play the Steelers and you can't even get 100 yards passing.
Right.
And
right.
So you're going to have to do it against the better teams, in order for me to give you the type of credit that comes with being a number one draft pick.
TJ, there was a lot of talk before the draft last year, you know, earlier this year, that Joe Burrow should try to go to another team, tell the Bengals he won't play for him or whatever. And now there's speculation that Trevor Lawrence is feeling like, you know, he may want to stay in college a year or do something to get away from the Jets. Where are you at on, you know, obvious number one picks, usually quarterbacks, not wanting to play or refusing to go to the team that is going to draft him or maybe even does draft him?
If I'm Trevor Lawrence, I don't want to play for the Jets if what's in charge and what's in place now if they stay that way. If Adam Gase is a coach, sorry, I'm going back to college. If we can't agree to something prior to, Sam Darnold is a really good quarterback. Sam Darnold does not look like a really good quarterback because of what's going on. Ryan Tannehill looks like a really good quarterback right now. He did not look like that with Adam Gase in Miami. And so the common denominator is Adam Gase. If I'm Trevor Lawrence, there's just no way that I go play in New York if Adam Gase is a head coach. I'm going back to school or my representation is going to try and force a trade. And if we can't do that, I can't play for the Jets because I can't take a chance with my career and put it in your guys' hands when you guys have basically destroyed Sam Darnold these first few years of his career.
But it's really not the Jets. You're talking about Adam Gase, and I hear what you're saying, but we saw that with Jared Goff. Everybody thought he was a bust with Jeff Fisher, correct? Didn't we watch him and think this guy couldn't play? And then they get the right coach in there. So I understand your point about Adam Gase, and he should be fired, and he shouldn't be in the mix, and I hear that. But I just wonder about players who aren't willing to you know, like the flip side is the expectations are so low and the upside on trying to go to New York and turning that around and being that guy could be huge where he could be a legendary figure if he was able to turn a franchise like that around. Isn't there another side to that story?
100%. But football is the ultimate team sport. Like, it's 11 guys on the field at one time on one side of the ball. And then you put in the game plan, and you just go to the Dallas Cowboys, oh, our coaches aren't teaching us this. Coaching is a big part of your success in football. everybody doing what they're supposed to do is a big part of your success. So in reality, it's really, it seems like it's 11, but it's more than it. There's so much more that goes into it. And yeah, if he goes and wins in New York, oh, he's a legend and this and that. And what if he doesn't because there's so much dysfunction? Oh, he's a bust, but he really had a ton of talent. They just didn't surround. You get one crack at this, man. You get one crack at this. You don't get any do-overs. And so you want that one crack to be the best chance that you have. And so if it's not going to be that, you don't take a chance because this is your career.
Hey, real quick, NFL Network is reporting, Chris, did you see this? That
no.
Trevor Lawrence has tested positive for COVID.
Yeah, he has the coronavirus.
Yeah. Yep. So
he's out this week. Yep.
He's not going to play Boston College on Saturday, just to throw that in there.
TJ, last thing, Antonio Brown, Tampa Bay. Now, Bruce Arians came out today and said he looked great in practice, which I would say what else is a coach going to say? But, you know, knowing Arians, he probably would call him out if he didn't look good. How do you expect this to play out with Antonio and obviously all that other talent that they have? And you know, I mean, you want your targets, right? You want to win, but you want your targets. How's this going to work out there?
I don't know how it's going to work out, to be honest with you. Anybody that has any good sense, I would believe he's been humbled as much as you can be humbled. That's number one. If Chris Godwin is out a couple of weeks because of his finger, he'll get a little more targets. But it's really going to fall on Brady to get him involved early. Dude, AB is used to getting targets and not 5, 6. He's used to getting 10, 12, 15 targets sometimes in games. And if that drops to 2 and 3, he's going to be disappointed. I guarantee it, but he better not show it. You can be disappointed. Do not get bad body language. If he does that, he'll be on the couch watching for the rest of his career. This is pretty much his last chance, and I think he knows that. But looking great in practice, he has fresh legs. He's been out a long time. AB came in and was like, I'm going to show y'all what I'm about. I'm going to show y'all what I'm about in this practice, and all y'all going to go back home and say, golly, this dude can really play. And that's all he did. He just wanted to prove a point that y'all can't mess with me, and that's what he did in practice.
Yeah, that's the truth. We'll
no
see.
Doubt.
It's going to be fun to watch, that's for sure. That's our man TJ Houshmandzadeh. Check him out as the co-host of the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast. We appreciate the time, my man.
All right, TJ.
Man, keep up the great work. So let's keep it going.
All right, thank you,
brother.
Buddy.
Thank you. All right, we're going to wrap up, put a bow on the World Series when we come back. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, wrapping up a TV theme show Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And, of course, Rob, this was the week the World Series ended. The Los Angeles Dodgers won their first World Series in 32 years. Clayton Kershaw redeemed himself from all of his postseason woes. Mookie Blaylock won his second. I'm sorry. Mookie Betts won his second. He was named after Mookie Blaylock, though.
Exactly. Right, not Mookie right? Wilson, right.
Yes, yes. Mookie Betts won his second World Series. And Kershaw became the first, well, he was the only three-time Cy Young Award winner to not have won a ring. And obviously he got rid of that distinction, which
and
is then, good.
And there's the part, too, where you talk about Chris' legacy and all the other guys who have won multiple like that. For him to be the only guy, that's why that was big for him. It really was. Yep. That would have been a stain because all these other great pitchers have been able to win at least one.
Well, let me ask you that because we've often talked about how in baseball, you know, it's different. Obviously, there's so much you can't control, unlike basketball. And even, I guess, quarterback in football. But we don't hold it against Barry Bonds that he didn't win a ring. We don't hold it against Mike Trout.
But you know why,
to
Chris?
To this point, because he hadn't, you know, doesn't make the playoffs much.
There's a difference, though.
That was,
a pitcher affects
you. You feel it's different with pitchers.
Pitchers affect the game, right? Like you could go out and pitch a gem, Chris, and win the game.
Right. No matter what your hitters do.
Right, like you could be Barry Bonds, Chris, in the 2002 World Series against the Angels. Barry Bonds hit 500. Go look at the numbers. He was unbelievable.
Yep.
But the pitching let them down. The bullpen messed it up. They should have won that World Series. Bonds was incredible. There's no way you could look at that World Series and say, oh, Barry Bonds is a choker. You know what I mean? Like, he played great.
Right.
But if Clayton Kershaw is that starter and he goes out there and pitches a couple of duds, you could directly look at him and say he's a great pitcher during the regular season. And the Dodgers needed him, Chris, after that Game 4 debacle that they lost, right?
Right.
Game 5, there's Clayton Kershaw on the mound. And he pitched a gem.
Yep.
That's the difference. That's why I think pitchers are held to a higher standard. It's not fair all the way, Chris. It could be an error. Your hitters don't hit. You know, there's a lot of things that can go on. But I think a pitcher has more control of a game than any other player in any other sport.
In baseball, yeah, no doubt. Because most of the great pitchers, like the really elite ones from this era, and they win.
Yep. Right? Pedro Martinez. We could go on and on.
Randy Johnson.
Yep.
Clemens, Schilling, you know. So, yeah, I hear you. The guys for the Yankees, I hear you on that one. All right. World Series ratings, Rob, it was the least watched World Series on record. They were down 23%. Obviously, NBA playoffs went through something. The NBA finals and playoffs went through something similar. Every sport is down. Every sport is down during COVID and obviously this election, because the cable news networks are sky high in their ratings. So that's having a lot to do with this. But one thing this does, Rob, this kills that narrative out there that some are pushing that the NBA lost fans or their ratings were so low because of their whole social justice push. Because baseball, you know, supported the Black Lives Matter sentiment and, you know, did some things, but they obviously didn't push it like the NBA. Nobody has. And football's down as well, a little bit, but they've pushed it and they still getting their fans. And so I think this has to erase that notion, Rob, that the NBA hurt itself, killed itself by really going strong with the Black Lives Matter.
I just think it's a false narrative that, you know, you could take numbers and use that as an excuse, but you couldn't do it with the other sports. We talked about NASCAR, Chris, in our pre-show meeting, right, and what they did. I don't know if all their viewers went away. Everybody's down, even the NHL, and they did a little thing with Black Lives Matter. I give them credit. They have some black Canadian players in the league, Chris, and those players stood forward, but I think that's just – it's easy to do it, to push that narrative when you're trying to make a point or trying to get people to not do what you want them to do. So you blame that.
Right.
For whatever reason, people once, Chris, this whole pandemic and people were watching Michael Jordan's documentary and all that at record numbers.
That was great.
But once the games came back, I'm telling you, this was surprising – how people turned off or didn't watch, and I don't know if it was just too much or whatever it was, but people didn't gobble up sports like I thought they would.
I'm with you. I am very surprised, because if you had asked me beforehand what was going to happen, I'd have thought ratings would be higher because you're not doing as much as you normally would. You know what I mean?
A lot of people are out of work.
Right. We were without sports for several months. I mean, right. I would have thought, and I get it. I don't know if this is the main, I guess it's the main reason, is this election so polarizing that people are really watching the cable news in crazy numbers.
Yeah, they say Fox News just set a record or something, right,
yeah,
for the month.
Yeah, so I think that seems to be a big issue. All right, it's the Odd Couple wrapping up a TV theme show Thursday. Thanks for checking it out. We'll be with you guys tomorrow. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hold up.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.